Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
So Wayne is the one answering for me. He asks me from time to time, but most of the time he answers without asking me. And even most of the time, a lot of times he would just answer for me. Sa dami na. Sa dami na narinig na niya, alam na niya kung ano sasagot ko.
Mga immortal, I'm Stanley Chi, your host for the Underpaid Podcast. It's a pro-employee podcast na siguradong relatable sa lahat ng nag-opisina o work from home. So subscribe to Underpaid and enjoy the show. Mga immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Ito ang podcast na pro-employee para sa mga immortal. So ang topic natin this episode, yung mga father and son tandem sa opisina. Paano pagka ang boss mo si daddy? At paano ang pakiramdam pag ikaw ang COO, child of owner? Di ba medyo naiipit kayo sa ganong sitwasyon dahil hindi ka pwedeng kausapin masyado ng mga kaopisina mo? Iisipin nila, anak ka ni boss. Tapos, hindi ka rin nila, parang hindi ka one of them eh. Kasi iniisip talaga nila, pro-management ka. Pero at the same time, iniisip naman ng daddy na hindi ko pwede masyadong paboran yung anak ko kasi baka mamaya sabihin nila, kasi anak ko, kaya ganyan. So, pag-uusapan natin ngayon itong episode kung ano nga ba yung nangyayari pagka ganun yung sitwasyon. Okay? At para maintindihan nating mga immortal, mga empleyado. Okay? Kasi mahirap din yung sitwasyon nila. At ang guest natin ngayon, syempre, bigatin na father and son tandem to. The president of AutoHub, Mr. Willie Titen, and siyempre, the COO, child of owner, Wayne Titen, executive assistant to the president. Welcome to the Underpaid Podcast, Sir Willie and Wayne.
Hello. 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 Good morning.
Ayan. Sir, first question ko ah. Bakit nyo kinuha si Wayne na magtrabaho sa office? To work for you. Di ba usually pag, I know it, family business o, kukunin ko yung anak ko para magtrabaho sa akin. Pero hindi ba nyo inisip na baka pwedeng magtrabaho ko muna sa iba? Tapos pag gusto mo magtrabaho dito, tsaka ka mag-apply.
As for me, AutoHub is a semi-family business, no? May mga partners kami, hindi lahat family lang. Meron kaming partners na hindi family members. So it's a semi-family organization, no? Regarding Wayne naman, after he finished school, I was talking to him and actually nasa sa kanya yon eh. I never forced him to join, no. Of course, I said I would not be truthful or I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't want you to come work for the company. Mm-hmm. But again, it's your call. So that's how I told him about working for AutoHub, no. And he started working for another company first before joining us. Hindi naman siya diretso sumali sa AutoHub after college. So, okay. As far as I'm concerned, I told him na, ito lang ang condition ko during that time na I think Wayne would know this. No? Na sinabi ko na, siyempre masaya ako kung katrabaho ko sa akin. Pero mabuti yung maliwanag tayo sa umpisa pa lang. Wala akong utang na loob, ha? Hindi ako, I don't owe you anything if you work for me. Yung parang ganon. Hindi, okay. hindi pwedeng nagtrabaho ka na sa akin, ako pa may utang na loob sa iyo.
It's not like, you know, yeah. It's not like he's doing you a favor. Ganyan.
Correct.
Sir, para maintindihan ng mga immortal na mga listeners natin, ano yung AutoHub? Yan, explain natin sa
AutoHub
kanila.
AutoHub is a group of car dealerships in the automotive industry where the distributors of several brands like Mini, Rolls-Royce, Lotus, Vespa, Triumph, Piaggio Ape, we're exclusive dealer of the GTR, Nissan GTR. And then we're also dealers of several brands, which is Ford, Nissan, Hyundai, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Suzuki. So we have different dealerships also around the Philippines. So that's AutoHub Group.
Okay. Sir, hindi ba medyo naiipit kayo minsan pagka si Wayne e empleyado ninyo tapos papagalitan ninyo? Minsan may mga nangyayari ba na napapagalitan nyo siya sa harapan ng ibang empleyado para makita, uy, si boss, yeah. ano eh. Hindi pala siya, ano, parang stricto rin pala siya kahit anak niya, pinapagalitan niya. Nangyayari ba yun?
Yes, no? Oh yes, of course, nangyayari yun, no? Especially kung mali, siyempre, magsasalita ako, no? And sometimes, I say it nicely, sometimes I don't say it nicely, depends on the mistake, no? So, nagkakamali, siyempre napapagalitan, no? And maski pa paano, after mo mapagalitan, deep inside, sasama rin ang loob ko, no? Siyempre, anak ko yan, eh, di ba? Maski pa paano. Pero, sometimes you have to do it so that he'll learn. But I've also told him before he joined the company na there will be times na mapapagalitan kita. Definitely. And don't take it personally. Just take it constructively. And you learn from it. Because at the end of the day, ano man ang sabihin sa'yo, para sa'yo yan. Hindi naman yan, hindi ka naman pagagalitan dahil gusto ko lang o type ko lang. Di ba? So, and also, before he started, I said, you know, I'm also human. I make mistakes. Kailang, nagkataon lang, hindi lang ako tatay mo, ako pa yung boss mo. So, maski mali ako, you have to swallow it sometimes. Di ba? Wala kang choice. Maski hindi ka nagwo-work sa akin, kung ako tatay mo, minsan pagagalitan ka, maski hindi ka agree, you have to just swallow it. Diba? You have to find a situation to tell me na lang later on na dad, mali itong parang ba ganito, diba? Or you know, explain it to me why, diba? So words naman, sabi ko, if you work for somebody else, even your boss in another company might get angry for you for the wrong reasons, but you just have to accept it. Diba? Okay. And of course, I always tell him na huwag ka papayag na tawagin kang sir ng mga employees, no? Because siyempre alam nila anak kita, and normally a lot of people will call you with a sir before your name, no? And try to tell the person, huwag na, Wayne lang, ano ba? I don't deserve it yet, no? Maybe in the future if I deserve it, but not now, di ba? Something like that.
Okay, Wayne. Ito naman ang tanong ko sa iyo, ah. Wayne, pagka nasa opisina ka, ano ang treatment sa iyo ng mga ka-opisina mo? Kasi technically, kahit na magkaka-level kayo, iniisip nila anak ka pa rin ni boss, eh. Ano, may distant ba sila? Nagsasabi ng problema sa iyo or maingat?
Yes, yung iba maingat sa akin, yung iba nagpapalakas sa akin, and yung iba ano, yeah, mostly nahihiya sila sa akin actually. So naintindihan ko naman yun. So yun nga, like ano, like what my dad said, sabi niya na try to tell people to not call you tell people not to call you sir. At the first few months or probably the first year, I said that, sabi ko huwag niya natawagin sir, pero paulit-ulit. So you know, sinabi ko, sir, but tawag sa akin at the end of the day, sinabi ko Oh, tinanggap ka na lang, sir.
Kasi, isipin nila at the end of the day, anak ka pa rin ni boss eh. Kahit na first name basis kayo, di ba? Medyo nag-iingat-ingat sila.
Hi, this is Jason Lo, best-selling author, speaker, and now the host of the Unique Life Podcast, where I discuss the four different types of personalities so that you will know your strengths and weaknesses and that of others. Join me as we try to unbox life and the wonders of your own unique personality, only here in Podcast Network Asia. I'll catch you there.
Ano yung feeling na yung daddy mo is not only your boss but also your mentor sa opisina? Do you ask him na yung mga advice na anong diskarte kong gagawin dito, or nahihiya ka, you'd ask another manager na pagka ikaw na sa ganitong sitwasyon, ano gagawin mo? Or direkta na, pagka kumakain kayo ng dinner, ganyan, daddy, ano ba gagawin ko rito minsan?
Yes, mostly ano, tinatanong ko na straight to him if my questions ako or may naisip ako. Where usually kasi it's a very, when we're in the office, super long hours talaga. For those who do not know my dad, grabe siya magtrabaho. Sunod-sunod. Sometimes I take notes, pero sometimes nasasagot niya naman na hindi niya lang napapansin na in the next meetings. Kasi usually, kung may meetings with managers, paulit-ulit yung ano instructions niya. Different brands, pero parang same direction than each brand. And paminsan, may tanong ako, pero ma-absorb ko na yung question na gusto ko itanong na nasasagot niya na. Kasi others would ask it na. So, ayun. I learned from him through listening. Yeah, you really have to listen and, you know, kailangan mag-notes palagi kung nasa meeting niya.
Okay, ano yung best advice na binigay sa'yo ng daddy mo? Yung talagang di mo makakalimutan. Ito, I'm sure kasi when you work for your dad, syempre hindi naman tayo masyado nagsasabi minsan ng mga nararamdaman natin. Lalo na sa Chinese, hindi tayo masyado emotional eh.
Yes.
Diba? Ano yung, baka ngayon lang malalaman ni Sir Willie ito. Ano yung pinaka natutunan mo sa kanya?
He'd always tell me na it's up to you if you want to learn. There are lots of things to do. So, laging ikaw yung maghahanap. Wag laging ako yung mag-iisip para sa'yo. You have to find your own way to get better.
Ganda yan, na hindi feeding. Kumbaga, nasa sa'yo yan kung gusto mo umasenso sa buhay, kung gusto mo matuto, di ba? Were there ideas na sinuggest mo kay daddy mo na parang hindi niya inaprubahan? Kasi parang it's way ahead of its time. Hindi yan bagay sa kumpanya natin. Medyo ano pa tayo. May sistema tayong sinusunod. Ganon.
Paminsan mas...
Napapinuntuloy ako ng tubig.
Sa tingin ko, si Papa kasi, very innovative. Yun yung favorite word niya, actually. So, it's not difficult to give him new ideas because he always listens to the younger, he gets ideas from the younger generation.
Mm. Oh, kasi
I actually tell my senior employees to always ask their children for ideas. It's the other way around. Instead of the younger people to ask their parents about new ideas, normally, baliktad, I tell my senior officers, may anak ka ba? Ilan taon na? Magtanong ka sa kanila. Because the new generation should be the one giving you suggestions now because of technology, because of online sales, social media. Sila mas nakakaalam na yan eh. They grew up in that panahon ko, wala pang computer eh. So, malalaman tuloy ni Stanley ko ano yung age ko.
Were there times na nagpaturo ka kay Wayne na, Wayne, turuan mo nga ako mag-Facebook marketplace or mag-Facebook ganito? May mga time bang ganun?
Matatawa ka. Yung Facebook ko siya sumasagot. Hindi ako nagpaturo. Siya na lang magsumagot.
Sa sobrang busy eh.
Correct. Hindi ko naman sagot. He has no time to manage his Facebook. I just tell him na, pa, ito yung mga tinetect, mga messages sa'yo or yung mga articles about you, how would you like to respond? So, mostly, it's him who's saying it. I'm just delivering the message of what he wants to say.
Kumbaga, oy, type mo to kasi mabilis ka mag-type sa cellphone, ganyan.
Yeah, mga, or, hindi naman, sa Viber pa lang kasi libo na messages ko everyday. Viber pa lang. So wala na akong oras sa Facebook. So Wayne is the one answering for me. He asked me from time to time, but most of the time, he answers without asking me na. Hindi naman most of the time, a lot of times, he would just answer for me.
Kung kaya mo na sagot,
sa dami na. Sa dami na narinig na niya, alam na niya kung ano sasagot ko.
What's one thing that you learned from Wayne, sir, really?
Wayne is a very nice son. He's naturally sociable. So, ako kasi pagdating sa office, medyo mahigpit ako. I normal sa akin yung teaching people na mukhang scolding na.
Oo.
You know, there's a gray area already between teaching and scolding. And because I am the president and the owner, so mas patient ang tao sa akin when I'm scolding already. Okay. Which is something I need to be probably more conscious about. But I always tell my general managers not to do the thing that I'm doing because the employees will take it differently. No, kasi para sa empleyado yung programa. So I always tell my GMs, huwag niyo kong gagayahin pagdating sa ganun. Because iba yung kung ako magagalit sa empleyado versus our GM magagalit to the same employee, they'll take it differently. Iba ang tingin nila. Siguro pagdating sa akin, tinuturuan ko sila. Mas forgivable. Hindi ba? Pag ang GM na, iniinsulto na ako. So there's always that gray area or gray line. Although maski mapunta na ako sa scolding part, they would be more, how should I say, forgiving. Of course, there will be some na sobrang galit ko na siguro tatampo na yon. Siyempre, mayroong ganun, no? That happens, no? And so far naman, yan ang dapat trabaho na ni Wayne, no? Pagka sumobra na yung galit ko dun sa isang empleyado, dapat siya na yung maglalambing. Ganyan lang si Daddy, you know, huwag mo na masyadong... Hindi niya ginagawa, baka dinadagdagan pa niya, you know? Hindi ko alam. Nag-iiling siya, eh. So maybe better for him to explain.
Wayne, siyempre pagka boss mo si Daddy, minsan weekends walang trabaho, may outing kayo or kumakain kayo sa labas, napag-uusapan niyo pa rin ba yung work? Nasasobrahan na ba? Nasasabi mo ba kay Daddy na, pa, weekend ngayon, magpahinga naman tayo?
Actually, madalas namin pag-usapan work rin actually sa labas. Pero hindi naman nasasobrahan kasi paminsan ano naman eh. Masaya yung work namin eh. So, paminsan interesting and na-enjoy naman at times. Pero sometimes nasasobra pero most of the time I'm okay with it. It's fun naman and you know, you're learning and yun yung buhay namin eh. So, masaya.
Actually, parang dream job yung ginagawa ninyo eh. You're talking all about cars, ito yung mga bagong darating, sobrang ganda ng model na ito, di ba? Exciting yan para sa, ano eh, para sa ating mga lalaki, yung mga mahilig sa sasakyan, no? How did you get trained sa opisina ninyo? I'm sure may mga managers na nag-train sa'yo. Hindi lang si Daddy mo.
Yes. For my dad, he trained me by, making him observe all his meetings. And of course, every brand per dealership has its own training. So if there's a training for the sales department or marketing department, he'd ask me to enroll. So sumasali ako. So training ako under Ford, Nissan. For the high end, nag-training ako sa Rolls-Royce. And yun. And yung training ng iba would be sent abroad. So, masaya rin talaga. You'd learn a lot there. So, mostly, yung training ko is, if it's under him, it's the overview of the company. Mm-hmm. And there are times that he'd train me per brand. So, yun. Marami na to.
Hands-on, natututukan ka eh. Pero Wayne, dati nagtatrabaho ko sa iba. Ba't mo na-decide na magtrabaho na sa AutoHub?
Ever since naman, goal ko talaga was to go to AutoHub. I just wanted to try something outside first. I wanted to be, though I think the word was free. I could do whatever I want when I was working outside. Mas walang tututok. I mean, I guess my boss ako to report to. Pero I don't know if this is the right thing to say. Pero mas hindi ako pressured at that time. Mas ano lang. I guess I was at a place na I just wanted to have fun for a while.
How many years ka nagtrabaho doon bago ka nag-auto hub?
Almost a year lang. Around 1 year lang. Or probably a little less.
Okay.
So, yan.
So your dad wasn't telling you, "Oy, dito ka na magtrabaho sa akin." Hindi, hindi ganon. Ikaw talaga may gusto, ha?
Ako talaga may gusto.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, swerte ni Sir Willie kasi may mga anak ayaw magtrabaho sa ano, sa tatay nila, sa mga mami nila, di ba? Hoy, ba't dyan? Pag na,
pro-employee itong program mo eh. Okay. So, swerte ako.
Oh,
pero swerte. Pag hindi pro-employee ito, swerte siya. So depende, no? The way you look at it, it's actually both ways, no? The he will not know how much the experience of the automotive industry if he did not join, di ba? He will never know that. Hindi naman siya pumasok muna and then transferred to another company and then came back. Hindi naman ganun eh. He worked for somebody else first without knowing what's gonna be expected of Auto Hub. Eh. And when you mentioned a while ago, ano ba yung automotive industry? The nice thing about automotive industry, it's never boring. Every day something new. Hindi to yung katulad ng ibang work na every day you come in, do something, that's it. Ito, every day there's a new challenge, no? It's not all fun, no? That like people think, like what you mentioned a while ago, Stanley, there's a lot of problems also with the automotive industry. And everybody, every competition is very intelligent. Hindi sila, lahat ng nasa automotive, matatalino lahat. So you need to know how to do something different, no? That's why, tama yung sinabi ni Wayne, innovative, no? Innovative is a nice word. It's a great word for me to impart to not only Wayne but all our employees, no? You have to be unique. You have to be different. Hindi pwedeng yung binebenta kong kotse pareho nung ibang dealer eh. How could I say my car is better than theirs, di ba? For example, if it's a Ford Ranger, di ba? It's different from a Toyota, it's different from a Nissan, it's different from... pero yung kasama kong Ford dealer, we have the same Ford Ranger. We sell the same unit. So how can I say my Ranger is better than his Ranger? Cannot, di ba? So kailangan through service, through sales, anong proposals mo, etc. Hindi lahat puro discount. So, kasi maliit lang margins eh. So kailangan talaga, you have to create something different all the time. That's what I normally tell Wayne na kailangan think out of the box.
Oo. May time ba sumamalob mo kay Daddy nung nagtatrabaho ko sa kanya dahil sa trabaho?
Yeah, I think there are times na kung nagagalit na siya, pero yung important lang naman for me is to, you know, not take it personal. And naiintindihan ko naman, I understand the stress he's going through. Pero yeah, there are times na may inis ka, but I learned in this job is just to set it aside and stay quiet, absorb everything. Even if sometimes you do not agree, there are other times to tell him instead of the exact same time. See, at the heat of the moment, there are times that you cannot change his mind. So you have to just transfer it to another day.
Okay. So kanina sinabi ni Sir Willie, mic pitch eh. Yes. Sa'yo, mas maikpit sa'yo kasi anak ka eh. Di ba?
I do not know. Hindi ko, baka hindi ko alam kung mas maikpit siya saan or
mas
hindi.
Mas maikpit sa'yo.
There are times na maikpit siya, there are times na mabait siya sa akin. And
Hi, this is Rika.
Hi, this is JC. So you like listening to podcasts?
Try listening to ours. It's called The Hala Hala Show.
Yeah, we talk about X, Y, and Z.
It's called Our Lives.
Yeah. Also, the trending topics. We talk about what's going on in the world. And we'll read some of your fan mail if you send it to us.
Ooh, fan mail. I never thought that we would have fan mail.
Yeah.
But we're here with two.
Yes. It's available wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you listen to all your favorite podcasts, to any of your Podcast Network Asia shows as well. So after listening to this one, why don't you give us a try?
Please, go listen to our show, okay?
Slurp on.
Slurpers.
But Chinese, when you work for a family, pag kaikilang, mas papagalitan mo eh, di ba? Pagka, ano, pagka either kapatid mo, anak mo, or kamag-anak na close. Parang either ma... Yung parang pwede mong pagalitan in front of other employees, minsan nangyayari yun. Di ba? Paano sa inyo? Kasi alam, kanina ko nakwento ni Wayne nung off-cam na mabait nga si Sir Willie. Hindi niya ginagawa yun. Mapapagalitan man si Wayne, afterwards, pag mag-uusap sila. And then, ano, maging okay na. Sa inyo, paano? Pagka family business. Yun yung sila ko nakwento ko, old school Chinese, ha? Old school Chinese.
That's the way I was brought up. No? My dad would rarely, sobrang bihira yun na he would appreciate me. Hindi na, I am not even expecting appreciations na lang eh. Yung no comment na lang eh. Pero hindi nangyayari yun, no? Siguro out of the 10 times we talk, 9 times may galit, may sinasabing mali, you know? May, parang hinahanapan ka ng butas, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So I was brought up that way. And that's one thing I made sure na I did not pass to the next generation. So I'm sure even if Wayne would deny it, the way I treat my children and even my niece and nephews is very different. Hindi sila kapareho. Yun na ang concern ko ngayon eh. Yung mga ordinary employees would think, bakit hindi masyado pinagagalitan ni Willie yung anak niya or yung mga family members niya? While sa mga empleyado, mas stricto ako. No? Because I was brought up na yung sobrang strict ang tatay ko sa akin, nanay ko sa akin. Hindi pwede yung tatawagan ako, hindi ako sasagot ng phone. Bawal yun. No? So ako naman, when I call them, kung hindi sila sumasagot, wala akong magagawa. I'll just wait for the return call. Or if I, sometimes I'm tempted to get angry, I'll keep it. Yun yung kailangan malaman ng next generation na family members na hindi ako pareho sa kanila versus the other employees. Sometimes I'm tempted to do the same thing, pero sandali, anak ko to eh, sandali, umi na. And sometimes, pag nagawa ko man yan, katulad ng sinabi niya, minsan mas strict ako, minsan mabait ako, depende na minsan siguro sa mood, no? But may push and pull eh. May push and pull all the time. May minsan sobrang higpit. Bihira rin naman eh, may hit, pero may araw na lambing din.
Mm.
Di ba? Itong anak ko, 25 na eh. Oh, nagla-love you pa kami sa isa-isa. Wala nang problema eh. Because my dad never said, I love you to me.
Ganun kasi ang old school.
Sobrang bihira eh. The typical Chinese never says that.
Yes. Di ba?
So, ako, maski sino sa mga anak ko, I would express na, you know, saying love you to them.
Talagang way nakakainggit yung ano niyo, yung tandem niyo, yung relationship mo with your dad, kasi I'm sure nagte-test drive kayo ng mga sasakyan, sabay kayo, tapos you compare na, uy, ganda nitong, sabi natin, Rolls-Royce, ang ganda ng model na to, ah, parang ibang klase to, talagang bebenta. May mga sasakyan ka bang nahirapan na ibenta na tinanong mo si daddy mo, pa, ba't di natin mabenta tong sasakyan na to?
I guess meron naman mga sasakyan na mahirap talaga ibenta, pero I'd ask him why, and the usual answer is it's a hard brand to sell. Usually ganun siya, pero maraming magagandang kotse na ngayon eh. And they're almost all the same, pero yun lang, I guess it's more of the branding. That was I'd ask him at times bakit, or bakit mahirap ibenta. And most of the time, I guess na natutunan ka ng answer from him.
Yeah. Like,
Pilipino kasi minsan brand conscious eh.
Oh, yes.
Napaka-importante eh, di ba? It's like, wag na natin pag-usapan kotse, yung mga bag, yung mga t-shirt, di ba?
Salam yan.
Bakit ang LV ang daling ibenta?
Hmm.
O di ba? Bakit yung ibang brands? I just choose one brand, Louis Vuitton na lang. Bakit yung iba ang hirap ibenta? Magaganda rin naman sila. Di ba?
Pareho naman so supplier it's, nila. Di ba? Pareho yung supplier. Di ba?
Yeah, sometimes it's the same. Uh-huh. Yeah, it comes from the same leather company. Mm-hmm. It comes from, you know, the same zipper company. You know, pero iba talaga eh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wayne, ito ha, from the perspective ng anak ng may-ari, anong papayo mo sa mga immortal? Na syempre, meron silang kaopisina, anak ni boss, or sila mismo, ang boss nila, yung daddy nila. Anong pwede mo ibigay na tips sa kanila or advice?
My advice is just don't take it personal. At the end of the day, you have to understand yung father mo. And syempre, the pressure of what he's going through. And you always also have to do your best to support him and share the same vision with him. And there are times na you'll feel a lot of pressure. Basta, when you feel a lot of pressure, you have to take your advantage. Take your advantage of who you can ask help from and work on it as soon as possible. Kasi ako yung type na kung may pinapagawa, ano ako eh, alam mo naman to, sir, ADHD ako. Kailangan tapos ko na agad eh.
Oh.
Ayaw ko mapagalitan eh. Mm-hmm. So, yung goal ko palagi is, kung may utos, gagawin ko na para hindi ko makalimutan. I'm very forgetful. So, kung may utos, ang tendency ko, gagawin ko agad. And kung kaya ko tapusin at the same day, tatapusin ko at the same day or as soon as possible. And yung ginagawa ko is I get all the help I can get without trying. With, syempre, I have to respect the people's time as well. So if I can do it alone, I'll do it alone. But, you know, you have to take advantage na rin of what you have and try to learn as much as possible.
And yung ano, yung you learn from your dad, yung experience niya, yung stock knowledge niya from the years of dun sa automotive industry, hindi mo matututunan sa eskwelahan yun eh, yung knowledge from your dad eh, di ba? Sir Willie, anong papayo niyo sa mga immortal na ano, either nagtatrabaho sila sa boss nila, sa isang kumpanya, or for their dad, no? Ano yung pwede niyong i-share sa kanila or i-advise?
Sa akin siguro is they have to understand their parents, just like what Wayne said, no? They started the business. It is not something easy to start something, you know, especially nowadays, no? If you start from scratch, sobrang hirap yun, no? They have to understand they don't need to do it themselves now. Kasi inumpisahan na ng parents nila, eh, di ba? So, ang pinaka-dream na lang ng parents nila is for them to continue or make it even bigger, no? Di ba? Wag sayangin yung pagod, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears na ginawa ng first generation. Wag naman ubusin ng second generation. Okay? Number two is, siguro, you know, for people like the first generation, you should always be open to suggestions for the second generation, no? I'm always open to that, just like what Wayne said, no? Hindi ako yung close-minded na, hindi, apat ito lang mangyari, no? Even if he says na sometimes hindi siya agreeable to me. But I need to do the same thing to the second generation, no? That they need to open up also. Huwag nilang tignan yung kanilang way lang. Because there has to be a reason why your parents grew the business. Maybe because of what he did, something right. May ginawa siyang tama, kaya naging ganito to, no? So, hindi ibig sabihin may naisip ka, yun na yun. Kailangan, both generations should give and take. But more on, because you're the younger generation, you should be more open to, nagawa na niya yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Ako walang experience dito, sila may experience na dyan eh. And of course, aside from learning from your parents, I always tell them, I'm not perfect. I'm human, just like everybody else. I make mistakes too. You think, you learn what you think is correct. Yung mga mali ko, huwag mong gayahin. Yung tama lang, di ba? And then more important is, ano yung vision? Because that's the most important thing. You don't do things for the day. You do things 5-10 years ahead. And that's what I always would tell Wayne, look, huwag mo isipin just now. You look at it 5 years, 10 years from now. Di ba? Kailangan mahaba yung ano. And para kanino ba yung 5-10 years? Hindi mo para sa akin na eh. Di ba? Para sa second generation na yun. It's for him, for his siblings, for whoever, di ba? So, yun yung sa akin. And then, lastly, the most important thing is children. That's the immortal na sinasabi mo. Huwag yung sense of entitlement. That's the last thing that you want to happen. ayaw mo lumaki ulo ng mga anak mo.
Mm-mm.
But because people will look at you as the second generation. It's because it's true, right? Pero respect is not because anak ka ng tatay mo. Di ba? Respect is earned. You need to be humble. You have to be true to yourself. Tama ka, mahirap sabihin na huwag mo kong tawagin, sir, pero magsasawa ka sa araw-araw. Hindi naman sila, nakikinig doon eh. So, but again, you need to be humble, and there's nothing wrong with telling them, I want to learn this. Can you teach me? Being humble is very important. Because ano man ang mapag-aralan niya at matutunan niya, para sa kanya na yan forever eh.
Mm.
So, yes. yun yung kailangan ko. Every day is a learning experience. Don't waste your day not learning something new. Yun yung sa akin.
Yun, very... Ano, ang ganda nung sinabi ni Sir Willie. Guys, maraming salamat sa pag-guest dito sa Underpaid Podcast. Please promote AutoHub, Sir Wayne, Sir Willie. Yan. Paki-promote na yung AutoHub.
Thank you.
Sama kayo pwedeng ano.
Si Wayne na lang.
Diba? O, yan. Ganda nung sinabi ni Sir Willie eh. Sana yung mga immortal eh, makinig kayo sa sinasabi ni Sir Willie. Talagang ano, importante yung maging humble, yung respeto sa kapwa, sa mga boss, and huwag mahiya magtanong.
Yeah, yung galit na binibigay namin or the teachings we give, it's for the second generation it's for their own good. Hindi man para sa, of course, sometimes parang pang-alis ng sama ng loob, pero it's basically para matuto kayo. And of course, don't get me wrong, no, because you know, there are children. Maski paano pag nagalit, hindi naman masaya kami sa loob eh.
Uh-huh.
Hindi kami maghalit para maging masaya sa sarili namin. Uh-huh. At the end of the day, kung masasaktan din kami. Hindi lang naman kayo nasaktan.
Yes.
Uh-huh. O, diba? Masasaktan din kami. Kaya, you know, depende na lang. Some parents, walang bawi, walang lambing. Eh ako naman, binabawi ko naman one way or another. So, uh-huh. I hope yun ang pagkaintindi ni Wayne, no? May bawi din, diba?
Uh-huh. Oh. Uh-huh. Tsaka iba yung bonding ninyo kasi... mas makikilala niyo isa't isa dahil magkatrabaho na kayo. Mas lagi kayong magkasama versus nung time na nag-aaral pa si Wayne, 'di ba? Most of his time kasama yung mga classmates, yung mga teacher, no? So, Wayne, promote mo na yung AutoHub. Ano bang makikita namin sa AutoHub ngayon? May mga bago ba? Sa kayo pwedeng i-follow sa social media.
Are we allowed to announce it na? Yung mga bagong ano na. You can follow us at our social media pages, AutoHub Group. We're on Instagram and also in Facebook. We have lots of exciting brands coming soon, even in the midst of this pandemic. So yun, stay tuned with us.
Ayan, maraming salamat, yeah. Sir Wayne and Sir Willie T10. So mga immortal, ha? Kita nyo naman. Iba yung pagkatrabaho mo, daddy mo, or kamag-anak mo. You learn from them. Iba yung bonding, yung closeness, and yung years of experience na yung ma-impart sa'yo yung knowledge from the years of experience sa industriya or sa trabaho. Hindi mo babayaran. Kaya appreciate your parents, mga immortal. And your boss, yung mga mentors ninyo. Hindi porket siguro nagalit sa'yo, sa sama na loob mo. Isipin nyo rin kung bakit. Baka naman minsan tayo rin may pagkakamali sa trabaho. Tinuturuan tayo para mas gumanda yung output natin. So ayan, The Underpaid Podcast is produced by Podcast Network Asia, and we have episodes every Mondays and Thursdays. Kaya follow lang kayo dito sa Spotify at sa Apple Podcast, and meron kaming account sa Instagram and Facebook at The Underpaid Podcast, and please follow me also at Stanley Chi on all social media platforms. So there you have it. For Sir Willie T10 and Wayne T10, I'm your host Stanley Chi. And this is The Underpaid Podcast. And that's another episode of Underpaid with Stanley Chi. Hit that follow button to get updated with our new episodes. Follow us at our socials at The Underpaid Podcast. Kita-kits, mga immortal.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.